Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Maybe you want to go see Matchbox 2020. Maybe we have tickets for you. We do between now and 7. Stay tuned. Slow Dream Tour is coming to Atlanta. It's the Lakewood Amphitheater. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com. So stay tuned. We'll give you tickets, those tickets away to Matchbox 2020. Jason Longshore joins us. He is the analyst for our Atlanta United. Of course, you hear him and Mike Conte with the calls right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And Jason, I don't know how you feel about it. A lot of, you know, 17s, a lot of United fans reaching out and saying, Dukes, this was just one of those things where they were missing everybody. I'll let this one slide. How do you feel about that? Is that how you feel, or do you feel differently?
I'll know how I feel about Columbus probably 15, 20 minutes into the game on Saturday. Okay. I think I'll have a better understanding of how it went down then. Because, look, you were missing people. I mean, there's just no way around it. Seven players is seven players. It's just it's real. And some of the positions where you were missing people, I think, complicated things, especially when Andrew Gutman was injured. And to me, that's where the game really turned, because you didn't have a like-for-like replacement for Gutman in terms of being able to help be kind of a additional center back when situations called for it, but then also get forward as a fullback when situations allowed him to. You didn't have anyone who could replicate that. You didn't have another center back on the bench to be able to just play three center backs if you wanted to do that against their two forwards. There were so many unknowns coming in, and that injury just complicated it. And then, you know, look, the team didn't respond after that. You give up two early goals in the second half, and it's game over, and the game is completely gone at that point. Outside of Franco Ibarra, you know, there's a lot of performances in that game that you're looking to see a response come this Saturday.
I know that you stated the international competition and something. First off, you love that you got guys that are good enough to be on the respective national teams, but you know, when you're losing a guy for a friendly, it's like games don't even matter. And Almada is such a star. And knowing that Almada is so good that we may only have him for such a small period of time, is there any way, and this is the dumbest question I'll ask all year, is there any way a guy can say, no, I'm not going? But because he's 21 and he's such a stud, it's the honor. And you just have to live with that world. There's no way these guys don't play in these things, right?
So this one's really complicated because – And all of the call-ups, not all of them were friendlies. There were some that you can't say no to. They were official matches like CONCACAF Nations League for Miles Robinson, European Championship qualifier for Yorgos Giakoumakis. So there were some official games in this that you don't have an option. You did hear that Caleb Wiley was called up to the USU-20 team, and that was turned down by the club because he was going to feature, especially with all the other absences and how good he's been. He was a vital part of Atlanta United. That was one you said no to. Now, in Thiago's case, yes, it's a friendly and two friendlies, and the second one is tomorrow. And yes, they don't mean anything in the grand scheme of things, but these were celebration friendlies in a lot of ways, of celebrating the world champions back at home for the first time since they won the title in December. So it wasn't just your run-of-the-mill friendly. And every other player in the national team pool that went to the World Cup is there. So you couldn't really say no. Thiago, you can't put him in that situation to even ask him to say no, to be part of something that, look, he might not ever get to experience again in his life, celebrating winning the World Cup in his home country in the way that this group did. It's a really special situation and a really unique one. If it was just any other friendly and they weren't coming off of a World Cup win, then I think it's a different conversation.
Jason, is this just getting your psyche right? I mean, Brad Guzan said he spoke with the team afterwards and was like, look, we crushed Portland the week before, and then you come out and this happens. So is it just about getting the psyche right, or how do you recover? How do you get ready for Saturday's match?
Yeah, it's a balancing act, and that's what makes this week really interesting in terms of how the coaching staff led by Gonzalo Pineda handles it, because you know, you got to have an understanding of that psyche to know what the next response is. You know, in some situations like this, the response is to burn the game tape, move on, get ready for the next one. In others, it's to actually pull some elements of it and talk about it and talk about mistakes that were made. And you've got to know the psyche of the group and also the individuals you're dealing with. And then also the collective that was different versus Portland in terms of everybody that you had. And this game, you didn't have as much leadership on the field, for example, in this game as you did against Portland. So there's a ton of variance here. And this week is a really interesting one because it's not just anybody walking in the door on Saturday. The New York Red Bulls, a team that you've historically had problems against in the regular season. So you know how they're going to play. They're going to put you under pressure. They're going to test that psyche early, straight out of the gates in this game. And Atlanta United is going to have to be, you know, secure in terms of defensively, which they weren't in Columbus. But also they're going to have to be braver on the ball than they were in Columbus. You know, Columbus defended really well and forced Atlanta back and kind of made things languish a bit in terms of the attack. They really took away a lot of options, and it took too long to find those solutions. Well, the Red Bulls are going to do similar things. They have a different way of doing it, but they're going to make you have to react quickly. They're going to make you, you know, think twice about your decisions because of their press. And Atlanta's going to have to be brave on the ball and take chances to break those lines of pressure to get forward. The Red Bulls have given up the fewest number of shots on goal so far at this point in a season in MLS history. This is a really good defensive team, and it's going to be a tough matchup for Atlanta regardless of what you're coming off of in Columbus.
Well, one thing for sure, Brad Guzan said it, and I know Gonzalo Pineda said it at the training camp before the season began, that last year had no bearing on this season, Jason. And one thing, I mean, can we ever get a clean slate with the Red Bulls? Because stylistically, they do give us so much trouble, save for 18 when we beat them in the playoff.
Yeah, you have to, you know what you're getting into. Like, they're not going to pull any surprises when you go into play the Red Bulls. Columbus, honestly, pulled some surprises in their lineup because they were missing people and didn't really know exactly how they were going to handle those absences. And they took an option that I didn't expect when playing two up top. Red Bulls, you know, the shape doesn't really matter. And they varied that a little bit this year. It's, you know what they're going to do defensively. You know how they're going to try to hurt you. It's going to be pressure. It's going to be intense. It's going to be from minute one to minute 90. They're not going to give you time on the ball. They don't care about having the ball. They don't care about possession. They're honestly better off if they don't have the ball, because where they're dangerous is when they turn you over and can go to goal immediately. You know what's coming, and Atlanta's got to be careful in that, but also not afraid of it. And it really comes down to that bravery on the ball. And I think, you know, getting Thiago Almada back, obviously, getting Yorgos Giakoumakis back, because if you look at Portland and Columbus for differences, the biggest one to me in the attack was stretching the field. You know, we talked about it last week. Yorgos Giakoumakis was offside 5 times. That's a bad thing in general, because it's a turnover, because it's a free kick for the opposition. But how many times did he make that run in behind and stretch the opposing defense? You have to do that against the Red Bulls. You have to have that ability to play over the top. And we will see how they look. I'll have a better, I think, understanding of how seriously to take the loss against Columbus when we see how they start against the Red Bulls on Saturday. Need a response and need it early.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.